The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Lexi and Avi in studio, Kip Watson and Carol Turner Johnson and her husband. You know what? I did not ask your husband's name. I know you introduced, but I forgot. What was it? What is it?
Kevin.
Kevin, I'm sorry, Kevin. Kevin's over there behind Carol. They've actually floated at Adrift Float Spa. We're going to be talking about flotation therapy. They own a flotation center in Austin, Texas, which I'm going to be visiting here in the near future. I am. Last time I was in Austin, I didn't get a chance because I was babysitting six teenagers. I would have rather needed to go
at that point.
No kidding. Isn't that the truth? But great to have you in studio. Kip Watson is a long time on the show. She is a licensed professional counselor and supervisor and sports psychology professional. And Carol Johnson Turner has been a musician her whole life, along with her husband, Kevin. They switched careers in Open Zero Gravity Institute. It's the first commercial float center in Austin, Texas. And she is a Reiki master and a schamanic practitioner that is in the process of developing and capturing her first full-length sound healing recording. She's going to do some of it on the air for us today. I can hardly wait. I don't know if you remember a few months ago when we went to the Paleo FX, I walked into a room where Carol was performing and basically just started sobbing for the next 30 minutes. Aww. I could not stop the healing that went on. We're going to talk about it a little bit later on in the show, but it was absolutely astounding. I was describing it to my youngest daughter, Antonia, when I was taking her to school this morning, and she's like, "That's cool, Mom." You know, so when a 14-year-old thinks it's cool, it's probably pretty cool, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think you win at that point.
Yeah.
You become the cool mom.
The cool mom. Well, okay.
The one everyone wants to hang around.
Yeah, the one. Yeah. Well, I don't, you know, I'm just.
Are you that?
I kind of. I've always been the cool aunt.
Oh, okay.
You know? Yes. And I am kind of. I do have to say, my Aviana is one of Vinny's best friends.
She's
Aviana,
a cool mom.
Yeah. She loves me. And I love her. So. Yeah, but, you know, she put this on my desk this morning that the FDA approved the HPV vaccine for adults. And it's kind of funny because I didn't know this was coming, but I fell asleep last night reading a book about the HPV vaccine. And I am here to tell you, I will bring the book in. I will quote out of it. But based on what I've read so far, first of all, my child's never getting one, and I would certainly not put one in my own body. And after you hear what I have to say, you'll know why. So FDA approves HPV vaccine for adults. Here's what I say. Of course they do, because it broadens the customer base for Big Pharma. I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. Are we that stupid to fall for it?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Is it just me? Kip, what do you want to say? Back me up, sister.
Well, you know what's ironic is just yesterday, I got two emails from clients, one a lacrosse player parent and the other elite volleyball player parent. And both of them like really struggling because obviously what I do, I know that what the brain for an elite athlete tends to struggle with traditional academia.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, these parents are thinking about medication, and I'm telling them no.
Right.
No. Right. We can address these things with so many other ways besides medication.
Well, you bring up an interesting point because a lot of these athletes travel abroad. They do. And so they have to get all these vaccines that are mandated by the U.S. government and customs and whoever oversees it. But I have to tell you, what I read last night was absolutely shocking. There's no damn way on this green earth my daughter's ever getting one. No matter what, I'll go to jail first. I swear to you. I would go to jail first.
I believe you. The intensity I see.
Well, and if you read what I'm reading, what I read is that, you know, it severely, I don't have the book with me. Oh. I left it on my nightstand.
Okay.
But in there, I mean, it's story after story after story out of teenagers and adults where their health was wiped out. I mean, absolutely, well, not adults, but teenagers. Well, one of them was like 18 years old. But, I mean, it stays in their body sometimes for 10 to 15 years before they can recover. And in the book, and I don't remember the name of it. Do you know? We're gonna have them on the show here.
Well, I think most medications are developed for adults, right? They're not meant for the youth or children.
Well, yeah, and now there's this initiative to get all adults vaccinated by 2020. I talked about it last week on the show, the year 2020, and I was like, what? I'm not doing that. There's no way. I don't know what they're going to try to do to enforce it, but I don't see how they can get away with it. I really don't. But there is an initiative, and I don't have the name in front of me. I don't know where
the book?
No. Remember I talked about it? I don't have it with me. I talked about it last week on the air. I'm trying to remember where I sourced it from, but just absolutely crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
And mandated sick care?
I don't know. But, I mean, I heard some crazy stuff, and I heard it, you know, I don't have a way of verifying whether or not it's true, but that they will stop you by insisting that you can't even get health insurance unless you get these adult vaccinations. But that could not,
well,
that
see,
might be
I
false. I don't know.
That sounds like a science sci-fi movie.
It does sound like a horror movie. Well, I got to tell you, when you
it's
read
it's all being government mandated.
It's Healthy People 2020.
Healthy, what is it?
Healthy People 2020.
Healthy, what a great name for something that makes you sick. Healthy People 2020.
Well, that's what I mean. We don't have a health care system. We have a sick care system.
Yeah. Who was it? Oh, Rosalie Robinson was on the show yesterday. And before we went live, she was talking about no flu shots for me. The last time I got a flu shot, I was sick for 60 days. 60 days she was sick after getting a flu shot.
I've never been sick after getting one, but I've never... Sometimes I haven't gotten one, and I've never had any kind of an issue. But
don't even work. That's the funny thing. They're not even the virus that you're fighting that year, and they're full of the adjuvant. It's got aluminum or mercury or all these awful things that are neurotoxic in them. I mean, it's like, why would you put that in your body?
Well, I think when you do healthcare as we know it, right, and we talk about it all the time on One Life Radio, whether it's the food, your fitness, your sleep. How you are taking care of your brain and gut health and stress levels, which we're going to be talking about today, then you don't need that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know, very rarely actually get sick.
When my grandmother was in the hospital and she was getting ready to pass, they brought in a specialist because she was having some kind of issues. And the specialist looked at her and she looked at this on your arm. Well, that's caused by that medication. That's caused by that medication. That's caused by that medication. She was on 18 medications.
Wow.
18.
What
she
a great
passed.
Customer she was.
Well, wow. She did everything. She did what they told her to do. It's just a different generation. And she did what they did what they told her to do.
That's true.
And then at the end, the specialist says, there's nothing I can do for you, you poor woman.
Well, I read something.
And I wanted to smack her.
Yeah, it's really terrible. Wow. It is. And this
and
goes
I'll never
on
do it. I'll
every
never
day.
Do it myself.
Sean Wells used to work in an elderly home, and he's talked about it many times on the air about just the atrocities that go on as far as the medications that are given to them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they have to have all these shots and stuff in order to stay there. And our school system, and it goes on and on and on. But I was reading an interesting article last week about an undertaker and his son, who was teaching his son the business. You know, they're growing up in the business. And he said to his son, you know, I never used to see children, this many children die so young as compared to 20, 30 years ago.
That is what's happening.
Yeah. They say there's a connection to SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, and vaccines, but it's a huge cover up. I don't know. Haven't read enough about it to know if that's the truth, but nothing would surprise me at this point.
And autism.
Nothing.
And autism,
yes.
Autism is
absolutely
another example. And we know now, too, the statistics for heart disease. Like, we have a generation of children dying of heart disease before their parents.
Mm. Yeah. It's crazy.
That's how bad.
It's really crazy. Well, you know, I planned on opening the show talking about the 27 sexist microaggressions that can happen in a relationship.
Oh, man.
And so, well, let's just go through one or two. We'll go to break.
I was ready.
Okay, so the fact that a man says he helps with house chores as if he's a guest in his own house and doesn't share 50% of the responsibility. What do you say to that, Kip?
Wait, he says I help, and he's thinking, is that like a bad thing?
The fact that a man says that he helps with house chores, yeah, as if he's a guest in his own house.
Like, well, I
and
did
doesn't,
this.
And doesn't share, yeah, 50% of the,
oh,
responsibility.
And doesn't.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
I guess I'm not totally clear on what you're saying there, but
I'm just reading the facts, ma'am. Just the facts.
That sounds like a negative thing, and I think
it does sound negative.
How sad that you can't mutually serve each other, and just because you share a household, right? There's that part of being in a household that it's a for-profit organization. You got a share of responsibility. Take out the trash,
mm-hmm,
man.
Mm-hmm.
It takes all of 1 minute.
Yeah. No, the trash, it's a lot more than that. Heck, if that was all I had to do, you know how much spare time I would have? I was scrubbing the floors in my bathroom this morning.
Well, yeah, take out the trash.
And
it's
the walls.
Collecting and dumping.
Yeah.
Collect, dump. Collect,
yeah,
dump.
But I mean, I do think it should be a 50-50 thing.
I do too.
I do. Yeah. Unless, well, and I know I'm just going to take the man's side here for a second, unless the man is out there working.
Totally providing.
He's working all week,
absolutely,
long. You know what?
Right.
If you're at home, you need to be working too. And if that's what you
right,
need to be working too.
I agree.
Okay?
No, I agree.
So that's your job while you want for a while.
But you're going to
both work. If you both work.
Right.
If
it
you
has
both
to be
work,
shared.
It's 50-50.
It.
Absolutely. It should
you
be.
You negotiate who does what.
Yeah, but I don't think most.
Take turns.
It's not like that for most women. I mean, really, even if they both work, because here's number two.
Okay.
Despite both of you having jobs, the man usually gives the I'm too tired excuse in order to avoid doing something as simple as cooking dinner, which literally takes 20 minutes. I'm just reading the facts. I don't have an opinion.
He says I'm too tired?
A lot. I guess a lot of people
do.
I think a lot of guys.
I don't think that's just a male thing.
Yeah.
That's a male and female thing. And I think it's also, God, I mean, like for me, I'll just say, like, I hate cooking, but mm-hmm, I do it because
right,
I care about what goes in my body.
Yeah, yeah.
But it better take
you
about 20
to 30.
You don't
really hate cooking. You just haven't gotten exposed to the right kind of cooking. I'm going to teach you one of these days. I am. Okay.
No, my mom drugged me to cooking classes. No, please don't do
that. Well, you got to let go of your mother. I'm not your mom. Believe me, I'm not. But there's a passion
no, you're not,
to cooking.
I know.
And yes, and I think that you, of all people, because you love eating healthy, would absolutely embrace it once you got really exposed to it in the kitchen. In a great kitchen.
Okay.
If it takes longer than 20 minutes, she's out.
I'm out.
Yeah, no. No, you want it to take longer than 20 minutes. So you can totally embrace the love of the food and the whole experience, Kim.
Negative.
Okay.
30
all
minutes
right,
is my cutoff.
Okay. All right. I'll keep working on her, everyone. All right. We're going to go to break. Stay tuned. We've got lots of great stuff coming up. Kip is going to be talking about how high achievers decrease stress, and Carol Turner Johnson. We're going to be talking about flotation therapy. And I say Carol Turner Johnson and Kevin Johnson. We're going to be talking about flotation therapy and sound healing. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Why do you lock yourself up in these chains? Can change your life except for you. Don't ever let anyone step all over you.
Hello, I'm Allie McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.
Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi guys, it's me, Bernadette. You know I would never mislead you. When I first heard about the Squatty Potty, I was like, what? And now I can't even imagine my life without it. Get your Squatty Potty at Target, Vitamin Shoppe, Kohl's, or Costco, or online at SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com. Poo-poo-pee-doo.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hey, Bernadette here. Wouldn't it be great if there was a place where everything was gluten-free? Well, now there is. It's the Gluten-Free Expo, and it's coming to Dallas Market Hall on October 27th and 28th. Bring the whole family. Take free classes, buy hard-to-find items, and get coupons and samples of hundreds of delicious gluten-free products. Get your tickets online at gfexpo.com. That's gfexpo.com or at the door. Mention radio for $5 off each ticket. The Gluten-Free Expo at Dallas Market Hall on October 27th and 28th. Don't forget to mention radio for $5 off each ticket. See you there.
What if you could prepare, predict, and prevent when you struggle as an athlete? What if I gave you a clear roadmap as to what your issues could be, whether that's anxiety, lack of confidence, motivation, focus, relationship issues, depression, and even addiction? Well, that's what I do. It's a simple yet unique process to help you understand and improve what we call the intangibles, or the mental side of sports. And once we know, then we go to work improving your mental and life skills so you achieve consistent, high performance. Hey, let's face it, you invest a lot of time and money on the physical side of sports. The mental side is just, if not more important. I'm Kip Watson, sports psychology professional. Visit my website at braincodecorp.com. That's braincodecorp.com.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I have Kip Watson in studio with me, Carol, and Kevin Johnson Turner, or Turner Johnson. It's Kevin Johnson and Carol Turner Johnson, right?
Yes. Correct.
Okay. Well, it's great to have you all in studio. It really is. Today, we're talking with Kip Watson about how high achievers decrease stress. So, Kip Watson, if you're just now joining us, haven't heard her before, she is a licensed professional counselor, supervisor, and sports psychology professional with two master's degrees, nearly 20 years of experience with athletes, coaches, families, and corporate teams. She is a certified high-performance coach and a former professional athlete and mom of two teenagers. You can find her on Twitter at KipFit. Okay, Kip. A common stress is a lack of time. We rush everywhere. I was like a mad woman this morning, but boy, did I get a lot done. Right. How do we change this phenomena?
Well, we can't recreate
more time.
No.
Can't buy it.
No. Although I've been talking to God about that because I kind of need some more. But that's not going to change. So we have to change how proactive we are with our day, every single day. We can't just be reactors. And one small example I always share, especially, you know, with a lot of my executives, is you've got to teach people how to interact with you. For example, I have two set times. You should have set times where you're doing email and callbacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right?
Whether absolutely.
I do it in the morning, and then I do it last thing, you know, before I leave the office. But in between,
yeah,
right? I'm not going to be interacting with you, right? So if you need something.
Well, those are during and it makes sense because in the middle of the day are your most productive hours,
for
most people.
Now, I know there's people that are in a service industry where that's basically their job is, you know, responding to things. But it's like whatever it is that you're doing, you've got to teach people your availability.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just react
to theirs.
You got to
train them like a dog.
Kind of. And that's, you know, it's part of a high performance habit of productivity. And it's about being proactive about what you want. And sometimes that's as simple as who do I need to hear from,
mm-hmm.
right? You scan your email, you look for those people, you dismiss everything else, right? And then if people are waiting on you, you take care of that part.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. This stress that all of us deal with, different types mm-hmm. of stresses, different levels of stress. What do you think about the people who say, I just don't focus on my stress or I don't care about my stress? How effective is ignoring the stress?
Well, avoiding stress is really counterintuitive. We think if avoiding it, it'll somehow just like go away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or, you know.
Well, temporarily, I guess.
But kind of.
But it builds.
Right. But research shows that paying attention to your stress is actually a positive way to deal with it.
Okay. So when you say paying attention to it, which part of it?
It's figuring out like
hello, stress. How are you doing?
Well,
today?
Sometimes, yes. Because in my goal setting tool, when we set goals for the week, I have them anticipate the feelings they're going to experience throughout the day or the week or whatever it is.
Hmm.
A golf tournament, right? What do you expect to feel? Right. So then when it shows up, oh, there you are. I see you. There's stress, right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't rock me because I already prepared for
it. Right. Well, you know what? You're making me think of Thich Nhat Hanh in the book, Peace is Every Step. Or I always get it mixed up. Peace in Every Step. Peace. I think it's Peace in Every Step. I should know. I have like 10 copies of it. But anyway, he talks about anxiety and treating anxiety that way.
Yeah.
When you get anxious, say, hello, anxiety.
Yeah.
How are you doing today? That's where I got it from.
It's anticipating it, right?
Yeah.
And that way, it's not such a shock or surprise or somehow you weren't expecting it.
Right.
You know it's coming.
It's coming, yeah. And so you prepare.
And it's not as intense. The feeling is not as strong. The stress or the pressure is not as strong. And it's also about focusing on what to do. Where under stress or a higher elevated level of stress,
mm-hmm.
people tend to be focusing on what not to do.
Yeah.
Right? Don't strike out. I'm going to strike out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a simple shift of don't do to do.
Okay. So what do you think is the number one stress of most people?
Well, what do you think? I'd love
to
hear the panels.
Well, for the general population, number one on that list would be money.
That's what most people say, but that's not true.
Okay. Family?
Not number one.
Okay.
Believe it or not.
Okay. money, family. Let me think about this. Gosh. What'd you say, Carol? You whispered something over there.
Love.
Love?
Is like relationships?
Yeah.
Love shouldn't be stressful.
It's up there, but it's not number one.
What's number one?
Personal
number
success.
One.
Number one according to who, too? I want to know the source.
This is according to, I believe it's a government, perhaps.
All right, right
know.
Away.
I'll have to look at the cited reference.
Overstimulation.
Yeah, well,
who's getting paid for that article?
The number one stressor, according to this research here, is job pressure. And then money is second.
Okay.
Yeah. Money is number two.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Job pressure, then money, followed by health, which we've been talking about is number three.
Wow.
Which
okay.
is scary, right? Then relationships, poor nutrition, and media overload and sleep deprivation.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of sleep deprivation, you need to get into a float tank because that's the number one thing that it does. When you float, you sleep like a baby. I can't wait to talk about some of the benefits.
Well, I think that is interesting that poor nutrition, media overload, sleep deprivation, those are all factors into the number three most stressful thing, which is health. It's not really health, right?
Okay.
We keep saying that today,
but
it's really sick care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so what you know, we talked about at the beginning, you know, focusing on how high achievers decrease stress. So what do high achievers do that the rest of us don't?
They employ what I call six high-performance habits that keep them from having high stress like all the time.
Okay.
So
I want to see how on task I am. Go ahead.
Well, productivity is one of them, right? And there's a method to productivity or habits to productivity because
mm-hmm.
we can get so sucked into the vortex of being busy but not necessarily productive.
Right.
Right.
One of the most productive things you can do is make your bed every morning.
Right. So. Which I do.
Right. Me too.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number two.
Yeah. Yeah. Other high performance habits, clarity. Clarity is really just being totally clear about who you are and your purpose for being on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And people that have that figured out, they understand their gifts, their strengths, their abilities, their mission in life, their purposes in life. find that there's much less stress.
I couldn't agree more.
Even though it may be hard, they don't consider it stressful.
Yeah.
It gets them up every day doing
right.
what they got to
do. Well, because they're laser focused on it and therefore typically passionate as well.
Yeah. Energy is the third high performance habit, and it's exactly what some of these high stress markers reveal. Poor nutrition, right? Poor movement, poor fitness, poor sleep, all that kind of stuff affects your energy.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have the physical and mental stamina to get through what you want to do mm-hmm. every single day.
Absolutely.
And if you're not taking care of that.
You're getting me fired
body,
up, Kip.
Well, this so bothers me when I see this in the families of these young athletes that come into my office, or even, you know, my collegiate and professional athletes that aren't taking care of their brain and body. They can kind of get away with it when they're young, but that's really not what's happening on the inside.
Okay.
Right? Well, so energy is one of them.
Okay. And number five, I want to ask you this.
Yeah.
You know, you were saying about rest. High achievers, what high achievers do that the rest of us don't. One of them is they rest, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that just for a minute.
Well, I think that's part of what I call it's energy and self-care kind of falls into that same high-performance habit, because you got to take care of yourself,
mm-hmm.
right? Take care of your stress level. And if you have more than one of those big stressors going on,
yep.
then it becomes all the more important
yeah.
to take appropriate care of yourself and not neglect that.
Absolutely.
I know, like for me, the first thing to go is sleep.
Yeah.
when right. I've got impending deadlines as a single mom of two teenagers, mm-hmm. but I can't forego that.
Yeah.
I really can't. You know, I got to keep at least 7 hours of sleep a night.
Yeah. Well, I we're going to go to break here in just a second. I had an example of that last night. You know, I always feel not a pressure, if you will, because I do love to cook, but a pressure to feed my daughter a good meal before she went to bed last night. And I had everything. I already went to the grocery store. I had everything ready.
Yeah.
But I turned on my Sonos and was listening to some tunes, and then I kind of got lost in the music. Next thing you know, I'm like, God, I don't want to stop. And so I went down to her bedroom and said, hey, listen, I'm really enjoying the music, honey. I want to dance for a little while longer. Can we eat in about 30 minutes to an hour? She's like, sure, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
And so I put myself first
mm-hmm.
and communicated with my daughter, and everything was fine. I slept like a baby last night. I got my exercise in. I got my meditation in, and it felt great. But sometimes you just got to put yourself first.
Yeah, and I've had clients who think that's selfish, and I'm like, oh, no.
It felt a little selfish for a second. It did.
It's appropriate self-care so you can actually turn around and be the best you can. Perhaps more productive.
I have to tell you, I have to share this with you. I feel so proud and as a parent that my daughter gets it. This is what she said to me. I wrote this down. She said, great song to dance to. Just let your beat take over your body, Mom. I was like, she gets
it.
I love it. I did a good job. All right.
That's it.
Stay tuned, everyone. We've got a great show continuing on. You can find Kip Watson on Twitter at KipFit. Carol Turner Johnson and Kevin Johnson coming up. We're going to be talking about flotation therapy and sound healing. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, I'm Laura Val Bundy for PETA. Every summer, thousands of dogs die from heat stroke after being left alone in hot cars. The inside of a car can reach 100 degrees in minutes, even in the shade with the window slightly open. Keep your dog cool and safe this summer. Never leave them in unattended hot cars. If you see a dog alone in a car during warm weather, call the humane authorities, the police, or do whatever is necessary to get the dog out. His or her life may depend upon it. Thank you.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Smiling at me. This is one of my new favorite songs. I must have played it 100 times last night. I totally was in the zone. Just spinning around and loving it. It's got such great lyrics. The name of the song is Price Tag by Jessie J. And here's some of the lyrics. Seems like everybody's got a price. I wonder how they sleep at night. When the safe comes first and the truth comes second, just stop for a minute and smile. Why is everybody so serious? I just absolutely love it. And she wants to make the world dance, and so do I. So welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Kip Watson in studio with me, and Kevin Johnson and Carol Turner Johnson. So let me read your bio for those people just now joining us that maybe aren't familiar with you guys. Carol Turner Johnson has been a musician her whole life, and in 2013, she and her husband Kevin switched careers and opened Zero Gravity Institute, the first commercial float center in Austin, Texas. Her floating experience introduced her to the realms of subtle energy and the effects it has on the body, emotions, and thought patterns. Carol quickly realized she had more to give, so she took her first love of music and the decades of experience she had accumulated and became a sound healer. Carol has performed as a holographic sound healer at the Paleo FX. I experienced it firsthand. It was absolutely amazing. As well as Conscious Media, Women Arising, and Cosmic Awakenings conferences. She has also presents at schools and has her own monthly guided meditation and sound healing session in Austin, Texas. Carol is a Reiki master and shamanic practitioner and is in the process of developing and capturing her first full-length sound healing recording. And her husband, Kevin, is by her side. He is the co-owner of the Flotation Spa or Center Zero Gravity Institute, as we said, in Austin, Texas. Such a pleasure to have both of you in studio today.
Thank you, Bernadette.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much.
Well, so let's talk about floating first. Let's talk about that. How did you and your husband get into the flotation business?
Well, actually, when Kevin was probably, 19 years old, he worked at the second commercial float center in the world, which was in Beverly Hills. And then a couple of years after that is when I met him. We were really young, in our early 20s.
Wow.
And he took me there to Los Angeles and introduced me to floating.
Did you float with, I'm not pulling up their names right now, but I've met
Glenn
them in person.
Glenn and Lee Perry?
Yes, I've met them in person, of course.
They're dear friends of ours.
Yeah. Oh, really? I love them. Love them.
Yeah.
And they were the inventors of the original Samadhi tank.
That's right.
Okay.
The original float tank.
Float tank.
Period.
The original, period.
Yep.
Which they still manufacture, and some people actually prefer because of the extreme isolation.
Right. Yes.
Okay, so let's talk more about, continue on with your story.
Okay, so we were both musicians when we met, and we were in bands that toured all over the country. So we spent many, many years just traveling and playing music. Whenever we could find floating, we would obviously float, but there weren't very many places at that time around to do it. Then when we moved back to Austin and we decided to just, plant some roots and buy a house, we thought, well, let's put a flotation tank in one of these rooms. And the more we started thinking about it and started looking into all the maintenance and then all the people that would come over at our house and I would have to be cleaning up after them, I was just like, okay, that does not sound good to me. and then Kevin goes, well, why don't we open up a commercial float center? We want all of our friends to float. We want everybody we know to float because we think it's amazing. And so why not do that? And I was like, that's a great idea. So we started looking around and it was actually making a resurgence. Joe Rogan was talking a lot about it. We're just like, you know what? This is the perfect time to do this. And Kevin knows so much about it at the time that we should just do this.
Yeah.
And so one of the first things we did was go to Adrift and check out Adrift.
Yeah, you guys, this is not made up. We didn't even know we were going to talk about this specifically. But I didn't know, and I was so complimented because I always took it so serious. And anything I do, I love to do really well.
Yeah.
And what you said just made me so happy. I was still concerned. I asked them whether or not they had a good experience at my spa when they were there, which I got closed down. Basically, I was pushed out because the rent went up to nearly $19,000 a year, and it would have taken every single bit of my profit. And I had a lot invested. I invested over $1.2 million in Adrift because I believe in floating so much, and we did heal a lot of people, and it has been sold, and it probably will reopen. Thank you so much. So your experience was share with our listeners because I don't brag very much. But
tell everyone how awesome Adrift is.
I'll brag on you. So when we were planning to open our float center, we were looking around for inspiration, and so we'd visited a whole bunch of float centers, and Adrift was really the first place we found that had taking it to that next level of this is a high-end spa experience.
It's where it needed to go in order for people to take it serious,
and
I knew that instinctively.
Yeah, well, that's great instinct because that's also worked very well for us, and we're seeing a lot of other float centers around the country that are following that kind of model. It's working out really well for them.
Yeah.
So now there's float tanks available across the spectrum. If you need to be as cheap as possible, there's places that can do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a little more disposable income and you want this bigger experience, then there's places now
there's
for
places
that too.
There's places to do it too.
And everything in between.
Yeah. Yeah. You can, you can create, it's fascinating though, actually, the business end of it, because you really can have a successful business now, I think, and maybe not have the extreme finish out like I did, know. Well, I don't even call it extreme. I was on a budget, even though it was really nice. You can dub it down a little bit and still have a different experience, but a great experience as well.
Yeah, and the reason that we wanted to do the upscale spa was for two reasons. One, it says we're going to take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
You
absolutely
come in that door, we are going to pamper you. Your needs are going to be taken care of. You're going to feel comfortable so that you can have a great experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, and I appreciate you even coming in when you did and saying the kind words that you did. It means a lot. It means a real lot. I put 7 years of my life into that business.
Well, and we appreciate the inspiration that we got.
No regrets. Thank you. You're welcome. Okay, so tell us about the benefits of floating and what kind of healing you have seen in your with your customers in Austin.
Well, so you know, we have kind of a unique perspective on floating because we've been doing it for so long. We really believe that this unique environment that's created in the float tank is a place where people can do deep transformative work. So as much as we recognize the physical benefits of you know, the healing, the we talk about it basically in four categories, right? So there's just simple stress reduction and relaxation. Then there's the physical rejuvenation and healing. So a lot of athletes are drawn to it because they can recover quickly from competitions and workouts and injuries as well. And there's a cognitive benefit to it. We've seen studies now about creativity and learning new skills. So it's really great for students and artists and creative types. And then what we kind of focus more on is the part of the exploration of consciousness and using altered states of consciousness to accomplish deep transformative change. In our world now, we're so overstimulated. If you think about what's going on out there, Carol and I were just discussing a recent study that said that there was as much as 400 million bits of information available to our brain at any given moment.
Wow.
Sounds crazy. Mm-hmm. That's a huge number. Mm-hmm. But if you just take a snapshot around you and you realize there's light and there's sound and there's, you know, the what direction is the air coming from and what color is your sweater and what color is the book on the table in front of you, and you start adding them up and they really come on strong.
Well, and sometimes it is very difficult initially to go into a float tank, which is one of the reasons a lot of them now have soft lights in the corner you can turn on and off and all kinds of things that make the experience more comfortable as you progress into it.
Yeah.
I know for me personally, the first time I floated, it was a complete game changer for me. All the emotional pain that I was carrying around in my body, my mind, my heart, my soul was like gone. It was like I was floating literally out the door the first time I did it. And I was like, what the hell just happened in there? Because I had never experienced anything like it. And that was the passion that got me to invest in Adrift.
When we're floating, we're taking 90% of the workload off of the brain and the central nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
That's an incredible amount of heavy lifting done just by getting in the tank.
Yep.
And from there, all sorts of possibilities can happen. Like we know that in this fast-paced world, everything's on demand. We want things now. We want it fast. That's why we have smartphones with us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happening, and this is a real problem with modernity, is that we are making decisions more and more quickly all the time. We celebrate that. Wow, look how great that guy is. He just makes decisions and goes. Well, in order to make that happen, the brain uses less information.
Right.
To make the decision.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we were talking about with Kip, is those high achievers know that you need to shut the brain down, almost like a computer. Shut it down, and when you reboot it, it's even more powerful.
That's right.
Same with the human mind. It's the same thing.
And so in that effort to be fast, We're as a society, as a culture, we're losing the importance of contemplation.
Absolutely.
Like, think about it. Take in more information before we make a decision and then act on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is one of the most important aspects of this. This is how we create a better world. People are thinking more before they're acting.
I love it. And great advice. We're going to continue on talking with Kevin and Carol. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A sunlight and sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or squattypotty.com. That's squattypotty.com.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem, Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Diamond Gray killing it on the music today. Thank you so much, everyone. That's Diamond Gray. I'm Bernadette, and we are here with Kip Watson and Carol and Kevin Turner Johnson. We're talking about flotation therapy, and we're going to be segueing into sound healing. Kevin and Carol, Kevin's at the mic. Carol's getting ready to perform here in just a minute. What is the main thing that you want people to know about flotation therapy? And a correction, that was $19,000 a month, not a year. They said I said year, not month. That's a lot.
Thank you. That makes me feel better.
Yeah, that's a lot of rent to pay and still make a profit. So what do you want people to know about flotation therapy, or sensory deprivation, as they call it as well?
I think it's one of the most effective tools that people have available right now for not only taking care of the physical body, but also for psychological hygiene.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
I love that.
I do too. And you know, and I think that I absolutely love that. I can't top that, because that's really what it's all about. It is.
Yeah.
And so you can't perform, you can't do anything well if your mind and your emotions are not right first. That's where you start.
The way I look at it is, you know, we have a lot of experience in the course of a day that we don't have the time and the energy to process.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're constantly stuffing that down, just constantly pushing it below the level of consciousness. And all of that unprocessed energy and experience from our day becomes like a residue on the lens through which we see the world, mm-hmm. and ourselves and
absolutely.
Our place in the world. And by doing something as good for you as floating, it gives you the opportunity to clear that lens away. And then that just changes everything about your life. Yeah, how you see the world.
Oh, yeah. You talk about opening your mind.
Yeah.
It is the ultimate mind-opening experience, and not like in a weird way, like you hallucinate or all these things that, you know, people tend to, I think, exaggerate in order to make it more profound than it really is. It's just quite simply profound. You don't need to exaggerate about it.
That's right.
Yeah. So, I love having you guys in studio. And of course, as I said at the beginning of the broadcast, you know, Carol, I first heard you perform at the Paleo FX in Austin, Texas. And I walked through the door. It was Michelle Norris's assistant, and I can't think of his name. He was the sweetest thing on earth. And yeah. He said, "Hey, you want to see something cool?" And I'm like, "Sure." So he's like, "Come here." And he just like, you know, motioned his finger. And then he made it like, you know, with his finger as well. And so we walked into the auditorium where you were performing. And I got about 20 feet in, and my emotions overcame me. And I just, tears just started just rolling down my face. My lips were quivering. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, I was looking around thinking, what is going on? What is happening with me? And is anybody staring at me right now? I felt so self-conscious for just a moment. And then I just, you know, went with the rhythm and the music, and it was so cleansing, so unbelievable. We went back behind the stage into Michelle Norris's makeshift little office while we recorded the podcast after the broadcast with her, while you played in the background. I have to say, it was one of the most fascinating experiences of my life, as I told my daughter this morning. And I would bring her with me tonight to your event, but it's her dad's night, so I don't have access to her. But you will be performing tonight at a sound healing event here in Dallas, Texas at V12 Yoga between 8 and 9 p.m. The address is 600 South Harwood in Deep Ellum at the Liberty Bank Building on the second floor. Tickets are $20, and you can buy tickets at the door or online through the V12 website tonight between 8 and 9, One Life Radio. We will be there. I can't wait to experience it. But I want you to give our listeners a little taste of this medicine, if you will, right now, if you could. That would be awesome.
Sure thing. And the way that sound healing works is very similar to the way the flotation tank works as well, because you anything that's traumatic, it leaves an imprint on your body. And these are ways that you can have a release. You had it in the float tank your very first time.
Yeah.
Major emotional and physical releases. And then you could think clearer. You could feel clearer. You weren't affected by the things around you the way that you normally would be triggered.
Mm-hmm.
And the sound healing works the same way. It goes in and it balances the left and right hemispheres of the brain. And it just penetrates the body. It moves the water and the fluid in the body, as well as vibrate the bones.
Well, it is, it sounds almost mystical, but it's very real. I'm telling you, everyone here, and I was going through a lot of traumatic. I had a lot of trauma, like really bad trauma during that time, and I really didn't know how to release it. I didn't know who to talk to, and the sound healing just, like floating, just took it out of my body, my mind, and my spirit. So, here we go, guys.